You're an angel, and I love you, I say with a reverence usually reserved for people in church. My assistant lifts an eyebrow and holds out two aspirin. Are you talking to me or the bagel sandwich?
Both,
I say around a bite, holding out my free hand for the pills. Kate waits until I swallow, then holds out a venti Starbucks cup that I use to wash down the pills. How'd you know? I ask, picking up the egg and Swiss on sesame bagel once more. That you were hungover as crap? I get your flight change notifications. Taking an unplanned Sunday red eye from Vegas to New York after a bachelor party pretty much says it all. I wince. Can we not say the word Vegas or bachelor party? And until further notice, all references to alcohol are hereby banned. She smirks. It sucks getting old, huh? I'm not old, I say automatically. The very suggestion's an affront. After all, I'm Matt Cannon, Wall Street's legendary wunderkind. And yeah, only douchebags would call themselves legendary, but in my case, it's kinda true. I graduated from high school when I was 16, college when I was 19, and got hired on at Wolf Investments just days after my 22nd birthday, back when my liver was basically a virgin, though I was definitely not, and more than ready to take on the booze fest that is Wall Street. Whoops. I just remembered we're not talking about alcohol. Not until the aspirin, caffeine, and this sandwich work their sweet magic on my hangover. Anyway, the point is I'm only 28. Not exactly a boy wonder anymore, but to be one of the wolves before 30 is bragworthy. It's hard enough to get hired by the company in the first place, even harder to move up the ranks at such a young age, and... Oh, hell, who am I kidding? I can't drink like I could when I was 22, and I am officially feeling the effects of the 48-hour rager that was my cousin's bachelor party. How are you feeling, for real? Kate asks, giving me a critical once-over. Kate Henley's one of those assistants who you guard more closely than your wallet, Pappy Van Winkle, or bank account password. She's that valuable. Sure, she's got the petite, pretty, doe-eyed look of a 1950s debutante, but she's obscenely competent at her job. So competent, in fact, she works for not one demanding boss, but three.